When Thomas Jefferson arrived in Philadelphia in 1776, for the most important summer of his life, he wasn't alone. A 14-year-old named Robert Hemings traveled with him from Virginia to the city where 33-year-old Jefferson would write and sign the Declaration of Independence. Hemings was a body servant, or valet, to the Virginia plantation owner and future third president of the United States. He helped Jefferson dress and shave. He ran small errands for him. He followed him when he rode horseback and likely brought him his meals. He had no choice but to do whatever he was told. Hemings was one of the many black people Jefferson enslaved. He was also the half-brother of his wife. While Jefferson drafted one of the most famous documents in U.S. history, Hemings waited on him hand and foot. Maybe it was Hemings who refilled Jefferson's inkwell as he wrote the lofty words of that great document, which declared Americans free from British rule and free to pursue their dreams. All men are created equal. Robert Hemings, however, wasn't free to pursue his dreams. Neither were hundreds of thousands of enslaved Africans living in the colonies at the time. As the Patriots fought and died for their freedom from Great Britain and the rule of King George III, they continued to deny freedom to enslaved Africans. History recap. Colonists were the settlers in British America. Patriots were the colonists who fought the British for their freedom. Loyalists supported the British cause and did not want to break from Great Britain. Jefferson wasn't the only slaveholder in Philadelphia for the momentous meeting of the Second Continental Congress that summer. In fact, the majority of the 56 men who signed the Declaration of Independence enslaved black men, women, and children at the time. Some of the men enslaved several servants to work in their homes. Others enslaved hundreds of people to work their plantations, now called labor camps by some, build their houses, cook for their families, and take care of their personal needs. Two of the more famous delegates in attendance were Benjamin Franklin of Pennsylvania and John Hancock of Massachusetts, both now known as Founding Fathers. They each enslaved several people. John Adams, also from Massachusetts, was there for the signing too. Adams, who would become the second president of the United States, was one of the only founders to never enslave Africans. History recap. The Declaration of Independence was written to permanently break ties with Great Britain. The war had broken out a year earlier with the battles of Lexington and Concord. The document officially declared war against the British Empire and explained why it was necessary. It was also created to persuade colonists who weren't so sure they wanted to break from Great Britain to back the cause for independence. And it was meant to help the colonies request aid from foreign governments. The declaration was adopted by the Second Continental Congress meeting in Philadelphia that was made up of delegates, representatives, from all 13 colonies. Think of it as the United States' earliest form of national government. The First Continental Congress took place in 1774. The Second Continental Congress operated from 1775 to 1781. Some of the most important men in this period of U.S. history were not declaration signers, but they're generally referred to as founding fathers for their critical roles in the formation of the United States. Included in this group are Alexander Hamilton, future Secretary of the Treasury of the United States, James Madison, future fourth President of the United States, and, of course, George Washington, commander of the Continental Army fighting the British, and the future first President of the United States. These men enslaved people as well, although the story of Hamilton is a bit more complicated. More about Hamilton in Chapter 3. The hypocrisy of the signers continuing to enslave people as they demanded their own freedom from British tyranny is not a new idea. It's just a name, isn't it? In an exclusive interview with True History, Margaret Kimberly, senior columnist for Black Agenda Report, says the term Founding Fathers itself is problematic because it affirms patriarchy and white supremacy, and it has been elevated over time.